All right, sir. Thank you very much. Welcome back into Focus here on 760 WJR. Steve in for Paul. And we are checking in with Mr. Kevin Dietz, of course, the wonderful host of All Talk, heard here on WJR from 9 to noon, Monday through Fridays. He's got some pretty good business going on in Indy, taking in all that is the Final Four. Kevin, how are you? You hanging in there, lad?
Oh, I am. I'm having a wonderful time. You got me on your toes here. You never know who you're going to run into. I was just waiting on hold for you during the commercial break. You know, Lamar Odom just walked up, and we're chatting it up a little bit. He's got his big championship ring on, and he's getting ready to go over and do some TV thing. I think he's a reality TV star now.
I think he is, too. But look at you rubbing elbows with the superstars there, my friend. I would imagine.
He's pretty tall. I don't know if I got elbows. I think I was rubbing his knee.
It's quite a deal. And as we've discussed on your fine program during the week, Kev, the Final Four in Detroit next year. How special is that going to be?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm walking around, and just every part of the city that I walk to, I just think, oh, man, this is going to look great. At Campus Martius. This is going to be phenomenal up and down Woodward Avenue. This is going to be killer on the Riverwalk. I mean, our city is so walkable and so set up for a Final Four, and they have just turned it into such a party that I think Detroit is going to shine like we did with that NFL draft. I think we're just going to thrive next year when this Final Four party comes to Detroit.
Well, the one thing, Kev, and no one knows it better than you, the one thing you cannot plan on is April weather here in the great state of Michigan. Here we've got opening day. Sun shines out. Absolutely beautiful. Temperature hovering around 68. Let's just call it 70. You just never know what's going to be going on. But I'll tell you one thing. And we've had some, you know, pretty big events through our great city. And I think the out-of-town media, no matter what the set event was, they all leave glowing about what they just experienced.
Oh, it's fabulous. With the exception of the year Comerica Park actually opened up, I think it was sleeting sideways that year. But, man, you get a day like today, and you're not worried about hand warmers. You're not worried about any of that. You are just you're ready to have fun. And then the other thing is all the people that decide to come downtown because the weather's good. They don't have a ticket. They don't care. They're just going to come down and hang out at the block parties and listen to the music and hit the food trucks. And what a fabulous day that is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'll let you know they have gone bottom one. Tigers with two outs, no score in this home opener with the St. Louis Cardinals. Again, Kev, you talk about a couple of legendary franchises getting together at the Ball Yard today. I absolutely love it.
Oh, man. Didn't they play the World Series against each other?
Yeah, you go back to that amazing 68 series. Lou Brock, why didn't he slide? I mean, there's a lot of history between these two. And I pointed out earlier, see if you concur. I think I've admitted to you somewhere over a period of time, Kev, that I'm a uniform nerd.
Right.
And we know the home Old English Tee for the Tigers is legendary, but I've always been a fan of the Cardinals' home uniform.
Well, it's a beautiful uniform. I like to talk about the ones that you don't like. Like I just can't get around. I just don't care for Toronto's for whatever reason. I like the classics. And you're right. The Cardinals have it. The Tigers have it. Houston, I can't get my head around either. I don't know.
Houston just can't settle on anything. And the multicolored of yesteryear from the Astros. Don't get me started on the softball uniform of the Chicago White Sox, for crying out loud. When was that? Back in the late 70s with the shorts? I mean,
right.
You may have to look that
up.
Oh,
boy. Yeah, that was a mistake.
Here in Detroit, though, I think we're blessed across the board with great uniforms. The Red Wing. Come on.
Fantastic.
Original Six. I think every Original Six uniform is outstanding, and I think all franchises have pretty much left it alone. There's been a variation along the way. The Pistons, I like what they've got going on right now.
How'd you guys feel about the teal back in the 90s?
I wasn't a big fan.
AB and I are of that era. We loved them, but.
Whippersnappers.
Yeah, there's still one of those floating around my house somewhere. It just gives me flashbacks.
We'll take it.
And the Lions, the classic Honolulu blue.
I'm not a big fan
of the black. Just leave it alone, for crying out loud.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, now, Kev, let me ask you this. Are you... Hold on. AB is giving me the stink eye.
I feel like the black ones are bad luck.
I'm not a fan of the black. I'm sorry. I'm not moving on that.
Yeah. Wasn't the Dan Skipper game the black uniforms? I could be wrong, but
Matt Millen introduced them.
Need I say more? That's why they feel like bad mojo.
Right. There,
Bring up Matt Millen. No. On a wonderful day like this, where we have opening day and we got the Final Four, and you're bringing up Matt Millen.
I apologize. I was way out of line. Kev, are you hanging out for the actual tilts tomorrow?
It is being negotiated. I have some family that may have some access to some tickets, and if things roll the right way, we're going to stick around and watch a little basketball. But if not, it's going to be a fabulous game anyway. This Michigan-Arizona game, particularly, what a brawl that's going to be. I swung by the Arizona hotel just to see how it compared to the Michigan hotel, and I got to tell you. There are a lot of people in town from Arizona, and they are ready for this matchup.
You know, what's interesting, and again, I've seen a lot of Michigan, and what they've done in this tournament, and sometimes it seems, Kev, like they toy with the opponent. They give them the false sense of well-being. Next thing you know, Michigan wins by 20-plus. They're a point-and-a-half favorite against their fellow number one seed, the Wildcats. I know Tommy Lloyd, hired, I think, in April of 2021, has done an amazing job there in Arizona. And again, I'm not a name dropper, talking to Tom Izzo this morning here on JR Mornings, Arizona kind of fighting against the trend in college hoops these days. They don't launch a lot of threes. They like a lot of their action in the paint. It is going to be a dandy. And that's the nightcap, for crying out loud. Again, Michigan are favored by a point and a half there.
That's how they played in the 50s, Steve, in the paint. There's so many teams now that fire from three all the time. I'm really excited to see a game, a big, important game that where the battle is in the paint.
It'll be a little refreshing, won't it? And, you know, Illinois, here you have a pretty big physical team in the Fighting Illini, Brett Underwood. On
good
board
rebounders.
Since 2017. Yeah, it's going to be a battle. But when you have a team like UConn getting past top-seeded Duke, the way they did to come from behind 19 down and win it 73-72, one of the classic finishes I have seen or ever will see.
Unbelievable. You wonder if they used up all their magic or if just a team gets if that's a destiny thing where they're going to find a way to get past Illinois somehow, get into the finals and keep it going. I'm not going to be able to take my eyes off that. That the end of that game against Duke, watching that, I was screaming out loud, and I'm looking around. And I was watching it by myself. I said, I got to call someone. I can't believe I just watched this thing.
All right, Kev. We are out of time, unfortunately, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your stay there in Indy. Get back to your Bloody Mary, would you?
Happy opening day, my friend.
Back at you. Happy opening day. Kevin Dietz, our very own, with us here as we continue with Focus here on 760 WJR.